We're a West Australian-based exploration company, and we've been listed on the Australian Stock Exchange for nearly 10 years. In fact, it's our anniversary next month. And we've been active in the Wellington area for about just over 3 years now. And we've been there looking for gold and silver, and we've just finished quite an active campaign there over the past 6 months.
When you say active in that area, can you give me a bit of a picture of whereabouts around Wellington you're operating?
Yeah, so we're located about 5 kilometres east of Wellington, and we're centred on a historic mine called Commonwealth, which was mined in the early 1900s by the old-timers, and they had a small blast furnace there, and they mined a small quantity of high-grade gold and silver. And we've been following that up over the past 3 years and with some interesting results. We've done quite a bit of drilling in two campaigns, one around the old mine and then one a couple of hundred metres away. And both those campaigns have returned some very encouraging results. And in particular, from our new prospect, which is called Silica Hill. And we've recently put out 3 or 4 drill holes from that prospect, which have had some nice thick intercepts of good grades of silver and gold. And so for an early stage project like this, it's a very, very encouraging start. The way the exploration licences work is that obviously the landowners in the region own the land, and then we have the right to explore for the minerals over the top. And so what we've done in that region around Wellington and then also north of Orange, we've been able to put licence applications over quite a large area for also to go and explore those areas for gold and silver.
Where this project's up to at the moment, you're doing exploration, but you're not actually mining there yet.
No, that's correct. It's early days. We do have a modest resource there already. It's about 100,000 ounces of gold, but we really need to sort of demonstrate we've got about 500,000 ounces to be able to be confident that we might have a development project there. But certainly the results we put out recently indicate there's the potential for that, but we've still got quite a bit of work to do to demonstrate that. So we're looking to start drilling again before the end of the year and carry on into 2017.
So then, should you get the results that you're hoping for, what's the process after that? Do you then go looking for venture capital to expand that?
We certainly would, and we're in a very fortunate position compared to many of the juniors at the moment. We are backed by Andrew Forrest, his private vehicle, and he actually has an option to farm in or have a joint venture, you know, over the project, and he has a he's probably got another 2 months to make that investment decision. But regardless of that, we're very, very excited by the project. So we would go ahead with our drill program regardless. And depending on the outcome of that, we would certainly be looking for funding to obviously take it into development.
Now, this is a part of the world where historically there has been mining in the past. What sort of reception are you getting from landholders? That would be in, you know, quite valuable farming country.
Look, the majority of the landowners that we've dealt with have all been very supportive, and we haven't had any problems with land access agreements. I think in this part of the Central West, there's a good understanding of mining and what mining has done for the region. Obviously, we've got some exciting developments at Alkane near Dubbo with their zirconium project and their recent mine at Tomingley, and obviously the giant Cady Ridgeway mine down at Orange. So I think there's an understanding in this part of the region that both land uses can work together with the appropriate communication.
Now, should the development go ahead, should all the stars align, would you be looking at an open cut or underground mine?
Look, at this stage, it is early stages. There might be a modest open cut, but some of the material we're finding is deeper, and so it'd probably be an underground operation. They generally have a smaller footprint as well, so it's better all round if that's the case.
You say in the release this is the most promising prospecting in a decade. Were there any plans or talks that the project would cease prospecting, like many others that you've described in your release?
So the new ground that we've applied for has got a lot of historic prospects on it, and that's what has happened to us at Commonwealth. This is an area that was explored quite extensively in the 70s and 80s, a bit more work done in the 90s, but then really not much has been done for the past 15 years or so. And that's a common theme in this region. People do give up a little bit early, and part of it is funding. If you're a junior company, your decisions are often driven by access to funds. But what we've demonstrated clearly at Commonwealth is that with the right amount of work and the right people and the right skill set, is that you can turn what everybody thought was perhaps a bit of a dog into something that's got a huge amount of potential if the holes are drilled in the right place.
And obviously that's also when we come back to the price of the minerals are getting at the, on the market.
That's exactly right. When people have been able to raise money for exploration for the first time in 4 years this year, and it's been good for everybody. Still early days. I think people are still cautious, and every pullback we see, everyone's thinking, is this a return to the bad old days? But it seems that on a both Australia-wide and even a broader scale globally, that there's sort of a growing confidence that we've stabilised and that we're starting to grow slowly out of some of the problems that we've had.
Do you think that that general sense of, tentativeness, of nervousness, would influence the likelihood of exploration licences being granted, that the government might have become a bit wary?
No, look, the government has its own regulations that it needs to abide by. So licences are generally approved unless the junior company literally cannot prove that it's got money to its name. So there's been a turnaround in the number of applications in New South Wales. So there's been a bit of a resurgence in new applications, and which has all been good, and that's been backed up by people raising funds. So so far the government, as far as I know, is, has been granting its licences without too many problems.
Could we look at a bit of a crystal ball and consider, should everything happen perfectly, what level of economic development could this mean for that area, that pocket in between Wellington and Orange?
Yeah, look, for most sort of, call them average-sized mines, say something like a Tomingley, which is quite a small producer, has a small footprint, it's made a good contribution to Dubbo, and certainly if we found something of a similar size, it would be very good for Wellington. It's an area that I'm sure jobs would be appreciated. Look, difficult to give a figure, but there's certainly we would certainly be doing our best to source as much labour and material, services, etc., from the local the local community. And Wellington itself has got a good labour supply. We stay there all the time when we're over. We're probably looking to set up an office there. And we use Orange extensively as our main sort of supply base for materials at present.